This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Patrick Johnson.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported last week that a group of House Republican lawmakers in Georgia filed legislation to create a state journalism ethics board. The newspaper reported the board would create canons of ethics, issue advisory opinions, develop voluntary accreditation, and set up a system for investigating complaints and sanctioning accredited violators of such canons.
Yeah, and so this board that they're going to create is supposed to be an independent board, which is going to house a bunch of journalism professors, professionals, to provide sanctions. But one of the things that I'm struggling to understand, you know, why they're doing this is a lot of these are already, you know, laws. We have laws about, you know, defamation and libel. There's things that you can't write. And so I don't understand how this would be anything more than what those laws currently are.
Yeah, we already have these protections in place. And I think, again, these are some lawmakers who, for whatever reason, they don't think they're getting favorable coverage. And so they react in this way. And I've seen this in my time as a reporter, too, where someone is trying to request to see notes or a story or recording ahead of time. But again, as I always tell folks who had requested this over the years, this is something our founding fathers had fought against. They had thought this out, you know, centuries before. This is prior censorship, and this is not in the public's best interest to have a media that is guided by its public officials. This is just something that's completely out of your best interest.
The newspaper had a great quote from Richard T. Griffiths, who's president of the Georgia First Amendment Foundation. He said, "Frankly, this is the kind of proposal one would expect to surface in a banana republic, not the peach state." And I think that goes right along with what you were just saying, Will.
Do people realize what they're proposing when they actually think these things up? I mean, well, honestly.
Well, the person who proposed this, Representative Andy Welch, he proposed it. One, he resigned on the same day that he proposed it. Right? So he kind of like put this out and then said, "I'm out the door, but you guys are still going to consider this." But the reason why he did it, allegedly, is that he was complaining that a reporter was biased against him, who was just grilling him and asking tough questions about legislation. And he was saying that that was showing bias. So that is the inspiration for it. Which leads me to think that this is nothing more than an attempt to put pressure on the journalists to not ask those tough questions because they don't want to be at risk of being in violation of one of these new sanctions or showing this bias, which is really, you know, asking a question is not bias. It's doing the job that journalists are supposed to do and are protected by the Constitution to do.
So many times we will run interview segments on this radio station, and people come up to me and say, "You asked the same questions I would have asked." And that's the role of the journalist, is on behalf of the people who maybe don't have that access, is to ask the type of questions they might ask so you can get the information that the audience needs to know. And to think, like you're saying, Patrick, that someone could be held, could be accused of violating some sort of canon of ethics just for asking questions about information people should know, that's a slippery slope to go down.
Absolutely. I mean, this is just part of the job. People think that, you know, we have to curry favor to someone or other because it's reflected that way on more and more of our media, our social media, our cable news. And frankly, I think that's what's being lost here, is the fact that you still need an impartial, independent press to press those tough questions and that hold these people accountable. And when people see these tough questions being asked, the scapegoat or the knee-jerk reaction has been, as of late, fake news, et cetera, why are they torturing this poor person? It's not torture. It's not out of fun. It's out of duty. It's out of the job. And I think just so many people don't realize that anymore.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one of the things that this bill would create is an accreditation process, right, for different mm-hmm. individual journalists and, you know, outlets. And I think that I can't see that accreditation process being anything more than trying to create a division between what they're going to brand as real news and then fake news, right, where they can accredit people who aren't, you know, who's going to be accredited? Is it going to be the people asking the tough questions, or are they going to start saying that that's biased, these people aren't accredited, giving, you know, an actual definition to this idea of fake news that has become so prevalent?
Maybe there should be an accreditation process for people who want to serve in the Georgia legislature or other state legislatures for that matter. And maybe it may be a canon of ethics for them, too, although, as we've seen in this state, that might not slow down some politicians.
No, and I think it's also interesting to note that in this story that we're reflecting on, you know, this General Assembly in Georgia, they had long ago even exempted themselves from the Open Records Act. You know, otherwise it applies to every other government entity. So,
well, and that's you covered the state house for a while in Illinois. It's the same here, right, Will?
Absolutely. And so where's the accountability there? And so these are important questions that journalists have to ask and keep accountable to these public officials. But when they're not willing to do it themselves, we have an even a bigger problem on our hands.
Yeah. And you know, these, you know, the public officials in Georgia specifically are also trying to put a fine in place. So they're demanding that, you know, any photographs taken, any videos taken, any audio records taken have to be handed over within 3 business days for free to anybody who's involved in that, which, one, I think draws into, you know, question, you know, ideas of ownership, right? Who owns that photograph, right? What is going to be the role of a photojournalist then if they're going to have to give that out to free and that person can, you know, do it whatever they want? But the thing about that would be up to $100 a day fine for any day that they're late or delay it at all. But that's something that the government in Georgia doesn't even have to do, right? Their public records, which are part of the public domain, you have to pay to get. Mm-hmm. So they're putting requirements on these, you know, often struggling news organizations with these financial burdens to give their work away for free or face, you know, potentially huge fines.
Well, and the bottom line is this just opens up, again, review and censorship of the free press to public officials, to its government. And then you fail to have a democracy when this happens. And I think folks need to realize this, and hopefully they do in Georgia for their sake.
Well, and Patrick, you mentioned often struggling news organizations. It's not just the money, but the time, as these staffs get smaller and smaller at local news outlets or even larger news outlets are laying off people. They have smaller staffs. Who's going to have the time to produce all this? It could become a huge burden for news organizations and would take away from the job of actually reporting the news.
Right. They'll have to be, you know, the photojournalists and the reporters and everyone else, they're going to have to be spending so much time, you know, handling all of these requests that they're not going to get to cover. And I think, you know, I think a lot of this is meant to make journalists just not want to, right? It's going to be such a hassle. Just don't report.
Honestly, this looks like some kind of an attempt to really thwart journalism if I didn't know better. I mean, just my suspicious mind would lead me to think that. So I think it's just interesting where they're coming across. They're trying to, you know, tax journalists when they can't even do the job with all the journalists they have and don't have the funds to accommodate and do these things.
Hey, we're going to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.